Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Sunday night. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, May the 12th. I should know what day it is. May the 12th. Another week. And I'll be having a birthday. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, more important than birthdays, today is Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, you know? I always laugh. You know, my mom, she would say, you know, what you give me for Valentine's Day? And I would always say, I'm like, you know, I ain't getting you nothing for Valentine's Day. What do I look like, you know? And I think Mother's Day, you know, Mother's Day comes around. I have a mother, and now I have a wife that I had to get stuff for. And I'm like, when do I stop having to buy my wife's gifts? When my daughter's old enough to actually get stuff, pay for stuff, or what? Do I have to wait till she's like 18? Like, what's the requirement? Is there an end game to this Mother's Day giving? You know, I mean, I know I gotta keep you know, calling my mom on Mother's Day and saying Happy Mother's Day, you know, but does that apply to your significant other? What do you think? Now, I'm gonna keep getting gifts because, you know, in the past, I love my wife, and she made a good point. In the past, I was accused of sometimes not being coming through with the best of the best gifts, which I can understand, because sometimes I can be a little, you know, a little blasé when it comes to all that gift giving and all that good stuff. I am not the warmest and the fuzziest person when it comes to all of that. So, but you know, things are different now, you know. I tell my wife sometimes, we have a discussion, she'll say, oh, you don't need to see that. And I'm like, you know, you've given birth. You know, we've been in the room with each other. You know, we're married now. And, you know, I remember one time I hurt my back. And I was like, I hurt my back once. And I was like, I don't want my wife to see me looking. I felt like a real crippled old man, you know. And I was like, and I hurt my back when I was picking up my daughter. And it felt like somebody shot me. And I was like, oh, shit. And I remember, and I was looking around, and I was like, why she got to be in the room? You know, because, you know, when it comes to your, you know, my mom has seen me sick. My mom has seen me since birth. So it's not like, you know, I'm hiding anything from her. You know, I'm her child. So she's seen me sick. She's seen me throw up. She's seen me, you know, all kinds of ways. So I'm just her son, you know. But when it's your wife, you know. You know, when I met my wife, I was 29, you know, things are different, you know. And then we have a baby, and then, you know, so I'm picking the baby up. So, you know, you want to kind of look like, you know, kind of a stud, you know. So I'm picking a baby up, and I was like, oh, and I looked around, I was like, why my wife got to be here to see me look with back pains and all that, you know. It's like, I don't want her seeing me like that, you know. But, you know, you see, I see my wife in a whole different way. And, you know, we had a baby, she had the baby, and you see her, you know, she's very attentive with the baby, very loving with the baby, explains things to the baby. I try my best to explain to the baby. And sometimes I'm just like, just do what I tell you to do. I don't have time for all this. But my wife, she's very patient, she's very loving, and I appreciate that. And so, you know, I joke around about the Mother's Day gifts and all that, but my wife is very loving. She's a great mother. And, you know, I'm very proud to say that she's my wife and she's the mother of my lovely daughter. But ladies and gentlemen, that being said, today we are going to talk about something important. We're going to talk about something, motherhood is very important, but we're going to talk about something important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to podcasting. Now, for some reason, speaking of my wife, one day we was driving back. It was my dad's 70th birthday. And so we was driving back from Missouri. We went to Missouri to see them. So we were driving back, and my wife had been hearing about this podcast episode that Shannon Sharp done with Cat Williams. And so she wanted to listen to it. And I said, you know, it's almost like 3 hours, right? And she's like, well, we got time. I said, we do have time today. And so we listened to it. And, you know, ever since then, it's got like 68 million views, you know. And so there's been more and more like sort of like podcast beef, you know. And it's been 2024 has been a strange year as far as entertainment. Now, I do not watch a lot of stuff. I do not hear about a lot of stuff, but you know, I have a friend and he likes to stay up on the pop culture. I do not stay up on the pop culture as much because, you know, I was thinking about this. I was, you know, whenever I'm with my you know, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and they, you know, they talk about where they live and all the things that's going on, and you know, they have a you know, my nephew, my handsome nephew, he's about 7 now, you know, and he's getting more involved into the school, more involved in the sports, more involved into the city where they live, you know. And so I was thinking, you know, and I find myself, me and my wife, we are starting to do more, you know, my wife is, you know, going back to work. And so we are doing more, you know, things of the local nature, you know, because now we have a daughter and she's going to be going to school and we're going to be doing, well, I heard something about girls. I don't even know. Somebody told me that Boy Scouts are no longer called Boy Scouts no more. I had to look it up. I need to look it up to confirm that. But somebody told me that the other day and I was baffled. But anyway, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But my daughter's going to be involved in a lot of different stuff. And so, my life is going to be more not worried about, you know, who's beefing with who and all this kind of stuff. So it's going to be more, you know, kind of regional, kind of, you know, like city, you know, more like where I live, you know, focus, you know. And I think that's good. But I say all that to say I'm not on the pop culture, you know. But one thing that I have noticed, and it seems very, I'll go back to this, seems very pro wrestling to me that all these people all of a sudden start to have beef with each other. And I always feel like there's a phone call. Now, Cat Williams, his interview, he just said stuff that was on his mind. He talked about, you know, somebody stealing his joke, and somebody being, you know, maybe people wearing dresses and all this type of stuff. And I feel ever since then, people are like, I need to get on a podcast and I need to say stuff that is very controversial. You know, I need to say stuff that will, you know, rattle the cages of the people. And so, you know, that episode of the podcast helped Shannon Sharp out, because before I knew he had a podcast for a while, and I'm sure people watched it, but ever since then, you know, you just look, could be because now, you know, I do podcasts, and so you want, you know, now I know, listen, this show is about marketing. This show is, we're never gonna, you know, beef with the people. Even if it can get me more clicks, I would rather do the old climb up the hill on my own than jump on the back of, hey, let me go beef with this podcast and beef with this podcast. And you see people, and once one thing works for people, then other people try to emulate it. You know, now more than ever, it's like you see one person create some stupid video, and then you see 1,000 other people doing the same video. They have a bigger following. They're like, oh, yeah. I saw some guy. He made a video. Then I seen another guy under the comment. He wrote this long post like, do not like this video. This guy stole my material. He stole my content. They're always stealing my content. They never give me credit, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, ain't that funny? And, you know, and so 2024 has just been, you know, a year of quote unquote beef. You know, I see Kendrick Lamar and Drake, they have issues. And then, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back for me was the other day I saw, you know, Shaquille O'Neal and Shannon Sharp. Apparently, they have some type of beef because Shaquille O'Neal said something about some guy didn't deserve MVP. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me at this point. You know, it's like, is it for ratings? Is it for, you know, are they on the phone and like, hey, let's me and you get into it so we can drum up some more? Because the currency that's more, that's very important these days is the eyeball currency. The, you know, hey, look at me, you know, because you want to get more people, you want to get more people and to watch you, you know, you want to get more people so you can get more sponsorship, this, that, and the other, you know, because it's just the way it is. And so you see all these different podcasts, all these different platforms, you know, these people, they're like, what can we do? And, you know, people, they don't want to work hard. They don't, you know, they're like, oh, I would want to work hard. You know, no, they want to turbocharge their podcast into another atmosphere the quickest possible. So the quickest, the easiest way, the cheesiest way to go about it is to get into it with another podcast, you know, because you never want to punch down, you know. If you have a pot, if I have a podcast and there's a guy who's starting off and he's been podcasting for 2 weeks, or he has, you know, not as many views, you know, and he, let's say they, this is just a snare. They start mowing me down, you know, and one of you guys are like, hey, this podcast is talking bad about you, you know. I don't know these people from a can of paint. So I would go look and I would see, you know, how, you know, I would see what's going on. Are they big? Are they popular? You know, if they're not popular, if they're not big, why would I comment? Why would I? You never punch down. You always punch up, you know? And so I say all that to say it's very easy if you want to get into it with somebody and they have a bigger platform and like, hey, man, help me out. Give me some of your views, you know? And people do that all the time. And so if I was you, number one, you should always focus on what you have going on. You know, I would not pay attention to any of these people or the nonsense or the beef, you know. And number two, it's very wrestling like, you know, it's very suspicious. I always tell my wife, I go, why would you be into it with somebody that you don't really know? You know, you don't spend a lot of time with them, you know, like. Now Shaq and Shannon Sharp they have beef over somebody saying that somebody doesn't deserve MVP. It's just weird. And it's like, hey, if you gotta keep the ball rolling, you know, and it's like Shaquille O'Neal, he has a big name in basketball. He is a Hall of Famer. But in the podcast world, have you ever listened to Shaquille O'Neal's podcast? I haven't. Maybe you have, but I haven't. And so he's like, hey, let me jump on this train. You know, let's get some more views for my podcast and let's punch up. Because Shannon Sharp, ever since Cat Williams, his interviews get like 2 million, 3 million views at the least, you know. And for, you know, podcasting and YouTube, if you can get 2 million views a week, I would, you know, I'm excited when I get if I get 5 views on the YouTube video in a day, I get excited. So I could only imagine 2 million views a week. You know, I'd be turning cartwheels around here. And if the more views you get, the more chance you're going to get for sponsorships and the more money you're going to be able to get, the more, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, control things, do things, you know, it's just the whole thing. And so, the more that you can, let's say, sort of fix up, drum up some beef, drum up some controversy, the better off you will be. so they say. But for you and for me, people that want to do things, you know, I'm not going to. Is it right to do that? Is it wrong to do that? No, that's not for us to decide. But I will tell you, it's very exhausting. It's got to be exhausting for you to try to keep doing the same thing over and over. You see people and to do things to do things, the same things over and over. You know, I see people, it's like a formula for podcasts. Somebody's popular, you know, or somebody's, you know, that's semi-famous or famous. They have a podcast, and then they bring like three or four of their friends, and then they do a podcast. You know, you see Joe Budden, you see Pat McAfee, and they bring people that you don't know from a can of paint along, and they're like, hey, these are my friends, and this is our podcast, and this is what we're going to do. And now you see everybody. Anytime I see a video, anytime I do any kind of studying on a podcast, or I look at YouTube, or, you know, do a little studying on YouTube, look around, because you got to look around. You got to see what's going on. You know, you want to get a feel of, you know, what's happening and everything. But I'm like, this is one formula that I ain't going to follow. This one thing that I ain't going to do, you know. It's cool if somebody, it's cool if you're like the first or second person to do it. But by the time you get done, by the time you get down to the one, if you're the 1,000th person to say, hey, me and my two friends, we should start a podcast because we're interesting. It's tiresome, you know. It's just like, try to come up with something else. And so my advice in all of this is to say, when you see people doing stuff and you see people doing the same thing over and over and over, and you see people, more and more people doing it, do the opposite. Do something different. Go the other way, you know. You don't have to be different to be different, but you know that the beef, the podcast beef, that's gonna get stale, you know. The yelling at, you see, like, I remember a while ago, my friend said his brother, like, listens to this guy named Charleston White, and Charleston White's a guy, he was an activist in his hometown in Texas, and, you know, he started yelling at rappers and stuff. And it worked for him, you know, and he's gotten bigger, you know. And I'm pretty sure that there are other people that have started doing this, you know, like yelling at rappers or just yelling at people in the hip hop community in general, you know. I'm pretty sure they're probably doing that. I don't see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to look for it. But you know, there's somebody that's like, hey, if it works for this guy, it can work for me, you know. And it's like, you can make it. You can always make it. You have to be consistent. And sometimes people don't want to hear that. Sometimes people want the quickest way possible. And beefing and yelling at celebrities and all that is cool and everything. But there is a time limit on notoriety. There's a time limit on that kind of fame. And for you, it's not going to be long, okay? So I'm telling you, you know, Drake and Kendrick Lamar, they can beef with each other, and then they can go off and shake hands and kiss-kiss and hug-hug and do all this other stuff and be like, hey, we really had them, you know? But they're still going to be, you know, famous, and they're still going to have the ability to go sell out shows. But for somebody like you and I, if we try to exhaust ourselves while beefing and yelling at people every week, you're gonna run out of people to beef with. You're gonna run out of people to yell at, and it's gonna get tiresome. And people are gonna be like, that is all they do. So you want to get some substance. You want to get some quantity, some quality into your work. Okay, you do not want to always. You do not want to always fall into the formula of what is popular at the moment, because you will fail. Okay, it will run out. It will run its course, you know. And it's cool right now to punch up, punch up. It's cool right now to punch up and beef and yell and scream at the world and say, they're not doing this. They're not doing that for this community. They're not doing that for this community. You know, it's just like right now. I remember a few years ago, it seemed like if you was black, and the thing to do was say, I'm a Trump supporter, and they would give you a TV show. I remember it was these two women, Diamond and Silk, And I remember they were saying how they must they love Trump and all this and all that. And they wind up getting like a TV show on Fox, you know, like a afternoon TV show, like a weekly TV show on Fox. And it's like, is that the move, you know? And you start to see more and more people like, oh, I'm with the Republicans, you know, and they were black. And they're like, are they really with the Republicans, or are they just saying that because they know, hey, man, if you say I'm a Republican, they'll give you like buku bucks, you know? And at some point, that's going to run out. And they probably ran out as soon as Trump lost, you know? And they're like, all right, we don't need you no more. We don't need you no more. And then what are you going to say? Oh, I convert. I'm back to being a Democrat, baby. Like, no, there's a, you know, you ride the wave and then what? You know, you ride the wave and then what? Ride the wave and then what? You ride that wave, the wave is going to crash out, and eventually it's going to just be you standing there. So what are you going to do? What's next? Always be thinking about, what am I going to do? Always be thinking about what's going on, you know? See what's happening before it happens, you know? If you want to really be on top of things, you know? As I told you before, you know, I'm not going to start beefing with podcasts, and I'm not going to get six of my friends up here, and I'm not gonna crack jokes with them and do all this, you know, because that's a wave and all that, you know. But it's not what I want to do, because then it's gonna run out, and eventually people are gonna be like, I don't want to hear four of your friends cackling back there. I don't know them, you know. It's like, all right, I don't care about your friends. I want to hear from you, you know. And you know, I think about sometimes, like, should I, you know, eventually, you know, we're going to have guests and all that, but it's like, do we need guests every week? What kind of guests, you know, what do we do, say, you know? And it's like, this works. I know this is not, some people do not enjoy this formula, you know, this me talking, you listening, you know, there's no music, there's nothing to hold somebody's attention, you know. But if you can't keep your attention for 10, 20 minutes, you know, while I talk and upload this podcast, then I don't know what to tell you. And I'm not really looking for people to be like, you know, this, you could do this, you could do that. It works. People listen, you know, so far so good. You know, we're going to get more people to listen, more people to come in, but we're not going to be like all of a sudden, just do a whole 360 and be like, nah, we got to beef with every, we're going to beef with every marketing podcast on the face of the planet. You know, we're going to get started and we're going to cuss them out. We're going to yell at them and we're going to yell at everybody in the pop stars, you know. I'm coming after you, Carrie Underwood. We're going to start yelling at all these people. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to be consistent. We are going to dive deeper into subjects. We're going to do things like that. And we're going to keep bringing them into the fold, bringing them into the building. You know, got to build websites, all that kind of stuff. But what I'm telling you is, riding the wave works for a short period of time. And then what? You know, you got to turn. Because, and then how many waves can you ride? Eventually, you're going to crash out. Trust me. Don't do it. You know, it's popular right now. It's cool to beef. It's cool to, you know, my friend told me to listen to Kendrick Lamar and Drake. And the only thing I got from it was I didn't understand any of the sidebars, and I didn't understand any of the hidden meanings. None of that. I ain't got none of it. It's just like, okay, that's enough for me. But, yeah, find your own formula, you know, because riding the wave events is just not going to work. All right. And so, ladies and gents, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.